This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Iams. Today, Leroy asks if people can tell where you're headed just by looking. Our passage is John chapter 1. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make him known around the world. And now, Leroy Iams.
I always enjoy being in the company of someone who knows where he's going. A few weeks ago, a friend of ours was taking my wife and me to Heathrow Airport in London, England. Our friend had made the trip many times and knew every possible route. When he heard that one of the main streets was closed, he made a couple of turns and sped along a half-deserted street right to the terminal. I simply relaxed and enjoyed the trip. By way of contrast, a buddy of mine recently took me to the airport on the outskirts of Madison, Wisconsin. He had a map, but had never been to the airport before. We drove along, checked the map, looked for a landmark, stopped to get our bearings, and barely found the place in time to get me on the plane. I was nervous the whole time. Now, as we begin our study of the Gospel of John, it is plain to see that John knows exactly where he is going. He has a definite purpose in mind and knows exactly how to reach his goal. His purpose is that we might be confronted with the person of Jesus Christ, and that we might believe in him. There is no ambiguity here. John wants you and me to place our faith in Jesus Christ and to find life in him. He is doing more than passing out information. John is out to persuade us to accept God's offer of eternal salvation given in his Son, Jesus Christ. Everything in his gospel points us to the saving grace of Jesus. In John chapter 1, verse 7, we are introduced to John the Baptist and told that he came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe. The focus is not on the baptismal ministry of John the Baptist or his call to the nation of Israel to repent. He is presented primarily as a witness to Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who would take away the sin of the world. Dr. Leon Morris points out that the verb to witness appears once in Matthew, never in Mark, once in Luke, and 33 times in John. The noun a witness never appears in Matthew, 3 times in Mark, once in Luke, and 14 times in John. John's purpose is to witness regarding faith in Jesus Christ. Christian, when people observe your life, what do they see? A person frantically busy doing Christian activities? A person who says one thing but does another? Or a person who knows where he is going? Witnessing involves all we are and all we do. Make it your goal today to point people to the Savior. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Iams.
We want to help you begin a fascinating study of the Bible. We're offering a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide, Daily Walk. Each day, you'll take a stimulating walk through a new passage and discover truths you can live by. Write the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, Leroy looks at life's most important decision. A decision you must make for yourself. Join us on Daily Discipleship.